Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi Susan, how are you doing? This is Daniel.
I feel good.
All right, so your account has been set up off Spocket. So I just wanted to, you know, guide you, like, how are you going to do it, okay?
All right, well, can you give me a link to go to and all and then the login?
Yes, just give me a moment. I'm sending you the link with all the credentials. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
All right, Susan, I just sent you the details. Can you check teamwork?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, sure.
All right, got it.
All right, I want you to open up the link and, you know, type in the email and password.
Yeah, let me get this. Hold on real quick. All right, so my login is going to be your email.
That is correct.
Hold on, I'm having trouble.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's saying your email address is invalid for some reason.
Invalid. Let me just.
Yeah. Copied it straight from the
Just give me a moment, let me double check it.
All right.
I have double checked it, but it is all fine. Can you try logging in again?
All right, let me try again. I just copied and pasted from the...
Look for the spaces.
Yeah, it's still saying the email is invalid. I've got, I don't see where there could be a space. I'm trying
to. What about the password? Are you copying or pasting it, the password?
Yeah. Let me check that real quick.
Yeah, look out for these spaces if there's some.
Sure, no problem. No problem. So are you calling me back today or is it before? Absolutely.
Sure. All right, it's still not letting me in.
Okay, hang on a second. It might be because, you know, I'm logged in here too. Let me just go and log out from here and see if it
okay.
works. Just give me a moment. Yeah, so can you try it again? I have logged out from here.
I'm trying. It is not letting me log in.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's still not. I'm going to try to refresh the page. It's not letting me out. It's still saying.
Yes, Sam. Sam.
I'm trying to completely read it.
So it's not. It's still not working.
No, it's not working.
All right, just give me a moment. Let me, you know, contact my technical department. Just give me a moment. उसके पास वो ईमेल और से लॉगिन ही नहीं हो रहा।
लॉगिन नहीं हो रहा।
बोले इनवैलिड ईमेल।
अलग पासवर्ड डाल दिए कॉपी कॉपी करते हुए सेव कॉपी करो जब भी मिला जी अब बोलें लो आपसे बोले तो नहीं सेव कॉपी करनी चाहिए मिला
उसको मैंने ये भी बोला
टाइप करो मतलब मैं अभी लॉगिन किया है हो गया टाइप करो ये काम के लिए
Yeah, Susan, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah,
right.
I'm here.
I just contacted the technical department. They're saying that you might be now copying the space in the password also. So can you try tapping in the password and not copying and pasting the password? All right, perfect. So now you may just give me a second. All right, now you can speak.
I've got a window coming up saying connect your emails, your e-commerce store, import a product, leave us a reach. So I just need to,
You can cancel.
Okay, All right.
So you can see the categories, right?
Women's clothing.
Did you find the kids and babies?
Yeah.
All right. Since the products are based on kids and babies, you can select, kids and babies. And, I want you to search for each item, like whatever products you are, interested in. And do not click on the import item, right? You just need to review the item. And you can, filter out the selections from U.S. If you are, only considering U.S., you can select U.S. only. And, you can open the link, open the product to review it. And you can copy the link and, paste it. That's about it.
All right, so I'll tell you the category and copy and paste.
I'm afraid you're breaking out, Susan. I can't hear you very well.
So you want me just to click on, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is better?
Yes, it
okay.
is better.
So you want me just to click on the item and then tell you, under the category that I'm in, then give you the link to the item rather than add the item to the
That is correct. But I want you to first go on to the filters, right? Next to the search bar, you can see the filter option. Can you see it?
Filters, or what are you talking about?
Yes. Filters.
Okay.
When you click on the filters, can you please click on the filters?
Yeah, I'm in there now.
All right, and now you can see United States and Europe. You can select United States on both of them, ships from and ships to. If you're, considering only U.S., so you may select, United States on both the options, right? And you can, click on the view results. It will get filtered out, and it will only show you U.S. products. All right? Are you getting my point?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. That way it can ship from here and get there in a reasonable amount of time.
That is correct. And if you're, considering Europe too, you can select Europe as well. And you can, click on the results.
I'd rather just say U.S. for right now.
Okay, that's perfect. So you may select U.S. and, click on the view results. Once you click on the view results, it will only show you U.S. products, okay? Then you can select the product by clicking on it.
All right. Can you click on the product? But don't. You know, keep in mind, don't you know, click on the add to import list, because it may modify the functions on the back end, right? You just need to click on the product.
Okay.
Once you click on the product, it will take you to a separate page where it will show you the product description and everything, and you can just copy the link above and paste on your document one by one and send us back. That is it.
Okay. And I'll give you the amount that I want to charge.
Yes, that is correct. You can mention everything, every detail on the document, which you will be sending
us. Okay, I can put this right into the group. That's fine. I can go in and copy and paste and put, or like in an email to you. Is that the way I can get it back to you?
Yeah, that would be fine. But I will prefer a Word document, because it will be easy for you to prepare a document first and then attach it to an email or Teamwork and send us back. Because if you write down every single thing on email, it will take a lot of time. It will consume more of your time. So it's to prepare a Word document, write down every details like the pricing and every stuff you want, and attach the links and attach it to Teamwork or email, whatever is convenient for you, and send it back.
Okay, perfect. I'll work on it over the weekend.
All right, perfect. Now, Susan, this is only for the Spocket right now. Once you're done with the Spocket, I'm going to send you the credentials and the account for drop shipping as well, because I don't want you to get confused for both of them.
For the you'll send the CGA after I go through this, you're saying?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Because I don't want you to get confused on both the platforms, because, I want you to first finalize the products from the Spocket and send us the document. Once you finalize the products from the Spocket, then I'm going to send you the details of the drop shipping. And then we can go by that.
Okay. All right. Well, I will work on this over the weekend. I'll get you the Word document.
All right, then. Do you have any more questions for me? Do you have any more?
Yeah, right now.
Do you have any confusions regarding the Spocket or, logging in on any kind of questions for me?
Yeah, none right now. I don't think I can do this. So I'll work on it over the weekend.
All right, Susan. All right, then. I'm going to I'll wait for your, response. All right?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon, and have a good evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.